going back to the end of yesterday's daf, where we discussed Eishes Eliyahu. Let's make a quick recap on what we talked about. We mentioned that the Darkei Moshe and Eben Ezra Siman Yud Zayin, and the Beit Shmuel and Eben Ezra Siman Yud Zayin, they both quote Gevaldiga Ha'ara from the Chumash Hadeshim, who said that Eliyahu HaNavi, who never died, but rather he went to Shamayim Basa'ara. And Rabbi Shua ben Levi, the Gemara says, and then the Perek HaMadr entered Gan Eden alive. Their wives were mutter to get married. Meaning, even though technically they never died, Kim Mois Kol Adam, they're alive wherever they are, but at the same time, said the Chumash Hadeshim, their wives would be free to get married. And the reason is, says the Beis Shmuel, because Eishes Ish, Amar Rachmana, V'loy Eishes Malach. So that although it's true that Eliyahu HaNavi never died, but he became a Malach. And although it's true Rabbi Shua ben Levi never died, but he became a Malach. And because they became Malachim, so it's for that reason, said the Chumash Hadeshim, they're Mufka from Ishus, and therefore their wives would be allowed to get married. Now, last night we spoke out some of the elementary lumdus in terms of understanding the Chumash Hadeshim. Number one, it's very nice that Eliyahu HaNavi became a Malach after he was married, but he was married already. So, Uchura, once he's married, had his becoming a Malach later somehow caused the Ishus to go away. Meaning, Bishloimo, if he was a Malach when he wanted to get married, okay, you'll tell me, Kikach Ish, V'loi Malach. But Eliyahu HaNavi got married when he was an Ish. It was only later that he became married. So how is it that the marriage is Nifka? So Mechaz Chinuch asks this Kasha Mitzvah Reish Gimel, and he shells through Rashi Yevamos Memtes on the days that any time you have a situation where it's Loi Tafsi Bal Kedushin, if that situation would come about during the term of a marriage, the marriage, the Ishus, would be Paka. So being that Ish V'loi Malach, to the extent that he became an Ish at some later point, you have the drasha of Ish V'loi Malach, and for that reason, Eliyahu Navi's marriage is not a marriage, and therefore Ishus Eliyahu was going to be mutter. The other kasha that we spoke about last night was Rabbi Chanan's kasha, Rabbi Chaim Briske's kasha. We said over the kasha from the name of the Zayda the Mechaz Chinuch in his Sefer called Sefer Yehoshua, and that is that if there's a new drasha that the Chumash Hadeshim sounds like he was mechadish, that's called Eishnes Ish, V'loi Eishnes Malach, then why does the Gemara on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis go through all the Akuli Upshuri to try to find the Makar? How you know that when a man dies, the woman is Koines Atzma B'Misa Saba? L'chur, if the man died, so she's not an Eishnes Ish anymore, because he's a mace. So just like we darshan Eishnes Ish, V'loi Eishnes Malach, wouldn't it seem reasonable to say that Eishnes Ish, V'loi Eishes Hames? So we spoke out for Reb Chaim in stencils. The Reb Chaim said, Vaistois, no. Vaistois, a mace is not Mufka from Ishus. A Malach, yeah, is Mufka from Ishus. But a mace is not Mufka from Ishus. Ishus can survive marriage. It can survive death. And it's for that reason, the fact itself that the man died would not be a Siva that the marriage itself should be terminated, that the she should be Koines Atzma, nor Vas, Adab's under a Limud, two drashas that we learn from there, that Misa itself is Makna, the Isha, back to herself. But in terms of the fact that he died, that in of itself wouldn't be anything. But then we ended with a Ha'ara. The Ara that we ended was, that it's to do with the Chassam Soif and Chelikvah, to answer the Shoyl's Murder Gakasha, said that Eliyahu HaNavi, we know, left this world. He didn't die in the conventional way. We also know that Eliyahu HaNavi appears. Different tzaddikim, there's gemaras, Tanut ve'Eliyahu. So we know Eliyahu HaNavi comes back. Chassam Sofer said that you have to know that when Eliyahu HaNavi comes back, he can come back in one of two ways. He says, Ushmar said, this is your sugya, you have to know when you learn the sugya of Eliyahu HaNavi. He says, sometimes Eliyahu HaNavi comes begufa. And when Eliyahu HaNavi comes begufa, hareyu ke'ish, and he's chayv in all mitzvahs in the Torah. And that's shot in Erevin Mem Gimel regarding Tchumin, and Bav Metziah Kuf Yudalid regarding Eliyahu HaNavi being a kohen and being a tamal mason. But sometimes Eliyahu HaNavi doesn't come as a guf, he comes as a neshama. And when he comes as a neshama, he's a malach. And a malach is not chayv in mitzvahs. And that's why Eliyahu HaNavi is able to come to two bris milas on Shabbos, even though they're chutz l'tchum, because that Eliyahu that comes is Eliyahu the malach. Eliyahu the Malach is on Chayv and Mitzvahs. And that's why Eliyahu HaNavi can go to every Leil Seder, even though he's going outside of the Tchum. The Torah says, because that Gili Eliyahu, that Hiskalus, that manifestation is the Malach. And the Malach is Takana Chayv and Mitzvahs. But Eliyahu, here's the point. Pa'amim Ish, it sounds like from the Chassam Sofer, and Pa'amim Malach. So if that's the case, the Ara was. So why is it so posh that Eishes Eliyahu, all of a sudden, is just free to go get married. What happens when Yom Novi comes back? When he comes back, maybe now it should be Chayzer Nev the Ishus, and we should say that right now he's an Ish, she's married to an Ish, she got married to Mechatchila, he was an Ish, so maybe she should be a regular Ishus Ish. So what are you going to tell me? That every time he becomes a Malach, it's Paka the Ishus. So now if she was going to become an Ishus Ish all over again, you would need a new marriage. So for that, we Shteltzu, the Birke Yosef, the Chidah, in Tzimin Yud Zayin, who brings from the Knesset HaGdolah, that Rab Zeira, where the Gemara says, come Rabbi Shachtel Rab Zeira, and then he came back to Tchias HaMesim, Rab Zeira did not have to be Mekadosh's wife again. Because even though the Koinus Atzma of a Misa Sabal, but the Rega he comes back, now there's no Misa Sabal anymore, and at this point we would say that he's here, and as a result, he's married to the Hall. What do you see from there? That even though Misa is Mafkiya, but at the same time, if he comes back, you don't have dafka of Misa anymore. So l'chur, if that's the case, then why should it be different if Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come back now, but Tyrus Ish, although in the interim period he was a Malach, and Eishnes Ish for Eishnes Malach, but now he came back, and Avifli came back, so now already it should be different. So we said V'yesh Liash, and the truth is a lot of Aras you can say. One Ara, Rabbi Yanki Tainit, and I think it's very, very clear, and that is Reb Chaim's Chilek Gufa. Reb Chaim said that a Malach is Mufker from Ishus Lagamri, as opposed to a mace is not Mufker from Ishus. So it could be that when Eliyahu HaNavi becomes a Malach, so right now he has no Ishus at all. There's zero Ishus. So if there's zero Ishus, now he comes back with Tiras Ish. Now you have to be Mechadish the Ishus again. However, when Reb Zeira died, even though the Koines Atzma B'mis is about, but the Ishus was still there. Because that was Reb Chaim, that you see this Ishus that survives death. And being that Ishus survives death, so it comes out, maybe there's Epis and Ishus there that you can work with, and therefore you don't have to create Ishus all over again. Another Sfarah that maybe you could say is that Avifel Reb Zeira came back alive, it's a Gloy Milsa Mafrei that the Misa wasn't the Misa that a person is Koines Atzma B'Misa Abal. Koines Atzma B'Misa Abal is the Taich that if the Misa is K'mois Kaladam, but once it was Igloi Muslim Afraid, the Reb Zeira came back, so it comes out that Misa wasn't Kamois Kaladam. A regular person that dies doesn't come back. One day, Tchias HaMesim. But Namal, that's not the way it works. This was an incredible miracle that took place that Reb Zeira was able to come back. So Igloi Milsa, that it wasn't of a Koines Atzma B'Misa Sabal, because that's a Kamois Kaladam, as opposed to this type of Misa. But I'll tell you something else, and I gotta think this is Emes. And that is, the Beis Shmuel, when he quotes the Trumas Hadeshen, the Beis Shmuel says that the Trumas Hadeshen said that Eishes Eliyahu was Mutter. Why? Because Eishes Ish Amar Achmana V'loi Eishes Malach. If you look up the Trumas Hadeshen inside, the Trumas Hadeshen obviously says what the Beis Shmuel is saying. Beis Shmuel is not misquoting the Trumas Hadeshen, but he says it a little bit differently. The Trumas Hadeshen says, quote, I'm skipping, in the middle of a paragraph, Hacha Nami Yesh Loimar Eishes Re'eyu Asura V'loi Eishes Malach. Shekulon Ruchni V'loi Gufni. The Trumas Hadeshen didn't say Eishes Ish. V'loi Eishes Malach. The Trumas Hadeshen said Eishes Rei Eyu. V'loi Eishes Malach. And the truth is, Hagba Atzmacha. Why would the Trumas Hadeshen have darshan the word Rei Eyu? Wouldn't it make sense to darshan the word Ish? Ki Yikach Ish. Right? It's Ish, Ish, Ish. True, it says Rei Eyu in one of the parshias of an Eishes Ish. But why are you darshaning Rei Eyu? L'chor would make more sense to darshan the word ish. But I think there's a fundamental difference between ish and re'eyu. Ish means you're a man. If you're not a man, like in today's daf, we had ish v'isha. The definition of ish is the bistamench. Re'eyu means your peer. P-E-E-R, right? It means your peer. So for example, you find re'eyu sometimes is memayit hektish. You find re'eyu sometimes is memayit nevikechavim. A rasha sometimes is not called re'eyu. The word Re'eyu means that we're peers, we're compadres, right? We're somewhat shava b'shava. We're me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan. That's the taich of Re'eyu. It could be Eliyahu HaNavi, when he comes, b'toyres ish, is an ish. He's chayv mitzvahs, the Chassam Sofer said. So if he's chayv mitzvahs, mechateis ish, shun avishos. I hear you could say a chilek maybe, but the pashtus would be very glad to say that he's an ish. Are there any person that has the ability to go like this and all of a sudden become a malach? Re'eyu, he's not. So the drasha was never ish. The drasha was reyeyu. The Beis Shmuel said ish. But look at the Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen says reyeyu. I think it's emes. So it's ish is reyeyu, but leyesh is mach. It's true when he comes right now. So you want to know if he's chayv and tefillin. Are you an ish? You're chayv and tefillin. Oh, but you want to know if you're shaykh to ishus, you have to be a reyeyu for that. And ish is reyeyu. I'm a rachman of a leyesh is malach. Maybe that's pshan the Trumas Hadeshen. But I just want to speak out one other ha'ara. Then again, the shmuz. And that is, everyone knows, it's Gemara Masech, the Shabbos, Tapei, Zayin, Amid Aleph. Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu did three things, Midaitai, the Hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imai. One of the three things that Moshe Rabbeinu did was he was Pirish Me'ishta. That was the Siba for the Lashon Hara that Miriam spoke, Al Oidas Ha'isha HaKushis HaShalakach, Ki'isha HaKushis Lakach. That's mentioned at the end of Parshas Bahaloyska. So here's the question. When Moshe Rabbeinu was Pirish Me'ishtai, did he divorce his wife? Moshe Rabbeinu gave his wife a get? Or they were married, he was just Pirish, he wasn't the kind the mitzvah of Oina. What's Pashup Shah? It's not a fancy question. Moshe Rabbeinu was Pirish Me'ishtai, everybody knows that. What was the nature of him being Pirish Me'ishtai? He gave his wife a get, he terminated his marriage, he was no longer married to Tzipira. Or, of course they were married. He was just Pirish in the sense that he wasn't the kind of the mitzvah of Oina. The truth is, it's a Mefurish of Tosfos. Tosfos is a Masechtas Yevamos in Perek Abba Yevimtai, Daf Samach Bezam and Aleph. Tosfos over there discusses this Indian of Moshe Rabbeinu being Pirish Me'ishtai, and Toich Dvarev, listen to one line of Tosfos. It says, Tosfos, Nasa Kalvachomer Va'atzmai, Va'asa La'oil Bifnei Atzma, and he made for her own tent, Oy Nasan Loget, or he gave her a get. So Tosfos himself wasn't sure. Tosfos had a suffix. Tosfos had two tzedakim. Did Moshe Rabbeinu terminate his marriage, or did he not terminate his marriage? So Moshe Rabbeinu, during all those years that they were in the Midbar, is Moshe Rabbeinu married or is he not married? It sounds like it's a shaila in Tosfos. According to one day in Tosfos, he's married. Of course he's married. 100%. They're eating the Shabbos Sudas together. He was just Pirish from the mitzvah of Oina. According to another day in Tosfos, no, they weren't living together. She's a regular Grusha with all the dinim of a Grusha. Maybe she married somebody else. I don't know. But Al Kopanim, it's a Shiloh, it's 2 days in Tosfos. Abi Yesh Loimar, Lafi Anav, we can maybe say a Dover Chadosh. And that is the Rambam in Hilchis Yisoidei HaTorah, Perik Zayin Halachavav. So the Rambam is discussing the Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu, and he appears in contrast, Nevuah Moshe, from the Nevuah of Shar HaNevi'im. Aspaklaya HaMe'ira, Ponim Al Ponim, says the Rambam Toich Dvarav, Holomadata. This is after his whole arichos. You learn from here. Shikol anaviim kishanavu mistalekes chayzrim lahalom umoishim rabbeinu loy chazar lahaloi lefichach perish min oisha. Even though that's the part that's negated to what we're discussing, it's not the punchline. V'nikshar adaitoi betzura olamim v'loy nistalek hahoid me olav laolam v'koran orponov. And then the Rambam says v'niskadish kmaloch. So when the Rambam talks about Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rambam says that Moshe Rabbeinu became so Kaddish that he was literally Niskadish Kemalachim. Demis is the Marsha in Chedushei Agadis. This is in the end of the first parak of Masechta Saita. Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis. So the Gemara says that no one knows where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried, right? L'yada Ishes Kfurasai. That famous Agoy Sabach that says, why does no one know where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried? Because if you would know where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried, you'd be able to go to his caver, you would daven, and you'd be able to pile any Yeshua that you want. This is mamish, the number one maramakim that there is, that talks about the koyach of Kivrei Sadikim and what a person could be pile over there. But the bottom line is, the Gemara says no one knows where he's buried. And then the Gemara tells an interesting story. The Malchus, they once decided that we're going to search, we're going to hunt, we're going to try to find the cave of Moshe Rabbeinu. They couldn't find it. And there were people that were standing here, they thought it was there, and then they were standing here, they thought it was near. It was one big tumble. So what's going on over here? Says the Marshot. I'll tell you the Oimek HaDvarim. The reason nobody was able to find the Kfura Moshe Rabbeinu is Tikvar Nase Moshe Gam Bechayev Dava Ruchni Kamalach. It's because Moshe Rabbeinu, while he was alive, he became a Dava Ruchni. He became a Malach. K'moshe K'siv, the Pasuk says, Lechem Lo Yochal Upirish Min Oisho Al Ken Gam B'Moisoi. Therefore, after he died, Gufoi Shenikbar Nichsha Ruchni.
His guf remained ruchni. She ain't like geder b'mokim. It's not typhus any mokim. They lamed al mekoyim al meyuchelay. And if it was impossible to find, you know why? Because it was ruchni, his guf. And ruchni is not typhus mokim. You can't see ruchni, and as a result, you can't find it. So the reason they couldn't find it because Moshe Rabbeinu l'shoyne azav shalom arsha is because his body became a dvar ruchni kemaloch. Moshe Rabbeinu was gevaren amaloch, and because Moshe Rabbeinu was gevaren amaloch, so it's for that reason that you couldn't find it. It's you do what the Medrash says in the beginning of Parashas Vezoyis Abracha, Asher Berach Moshe, Isho Elokim. So the Medrash has different pshatim. What it means, Isho Elokim? Says the Gemara, Davarach Amau Isho Elokim. Rav Ovin said, Michetzia ulamata ish, Michetzia ulamata. Moshe Rabbeinu was an ish, Michetzia ulamayla hu Elokim. So the reason he's called Ish Elikim is because he's both. Moshe Rabbeinu was a chetzi ish, he was a chetzi Elikim. Michetzia ulamata, he was an ish. Michetzia ulamayla, he was a Elikim. He once spoke out from a sefer called Ish Das. This sefer Ish Das, a few Ish Dases, but this sefer Ish Das was written by a Yid whose name was Rav Moshe Halevi Rubinstein. This sefer in Brisk is a famous sefer, and the reason is, I believe that it's the only sefer that was written on Agada that the Reb Chaim Brisk gave a haskama on. And my understanding is the Reb Chaim used to say that to give a haskama on a halacha sefer, on a lumdus sefer, he was willing to give. Reb Chaim gave a lot of haskamas, and he had no problem giving a haskama on such a sefer. Why? Because let's say the person said the wrong pshat in the Rashba. Okay, so he said the wrong pshat in the Rashba. But he said when it comes to Agada and Hashkafa, then you have to be very, very careful. Because if a person has the wrong Hashkafas, it can mamish be Meshabashim, and it could be a terrible Churban. So Reb Chaim was very, very careful. He didn't give Haskamas on any sefer that was a Hashkafa sefer. The one exception was from this Yid. And this Yid wrote a sefer, and he brought it to Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim gave him a Haskama on the sefer. So this is a very, very chosh of a sefer. And that sefer, he says, that everybody knows that there's a big mevucha. Nobody knows what exactly was the chet of the Mei Merifa. Right? Nobody can figure it out. And there's so many different shatim. Right, there's a maisa that a chassid once went to his rebbe, and he said, you know, he was learning the sugi, the Mei Meriva, and all the Rishonim and the Achrayim and the Chassidus Shesvarim and the Poiskim, and everybody has a different pshat. Said, it sounds like Moshe Rabbeinu did 500 Averis, because everyone has a nice pshat. Said, the Rebbe told him, no, you have it all wrong. He says, if the Avera was clear, if it was black and white, you'd know what the Avera is. The Teretz says it was so subtle, it was so doctors, ad kidei kach, there could be 500 different Mahalchim. So it shows you whatever the Avera was, it was very, very insignificant. But the bottom line is, there's a big tumult. One of the great mysteries is, what was the chet of the Mei Meriva? So this Yid, Rav Moshe Halevi Rubinstein, he said, what's the vart? Why is it that nobody can figure out what the Avera was? He said, because Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, was Michetzio Ulamata Ish, but Michetzio Ulamayla was Elikim. He said, the Chet of the Mei Meriva happened in the Chetzio Ulamayla of Moshe Rabbeinu. And being that it happened in the Tzad Malach, it's not something that has any Asaga. It's not something that we could be Teufis at all. And that's why no one knows what happened. Because the Chet happened in the Chetzio Ulamayla of Moshe Rabbeinu. Mamish Dvarim Niflam. I'll tell you one other Maramachim, which is also Nifla in the Veld. And that is the Shvus Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Reisher. And this is a tshuva in Shail's tshuva Shvus Yaakov. It's in Chelek Aleph. It's Simin Tzadik Aleph. So the Shoyl, who the Shvus Yaakov refers to as his Mechutin, which brings us back a little bit, the last raid by the Masech is getting night job, but so he's his Mechutin, and he says, my Mechutin asked me three Shailas, his name was Repentian, and he asked me three Shailas, all in Divrei Agada. Now the rest of the story is, we know the Shvus Yaakov is also the Iyun Yaakov, the Pirush and Yaakov. So the Shvus Yaakov is a Marad Agada, right? There's certain Achroinim that were known as Marad Agada, the Marsha and the Maral, and one of them is the Shvus Yaakov through his Pirush and Yaakov. So the Mechutin asked him three Shailas in Agadato. So he answers all three questions very nicely. And at the end he says, Vishlishi, let me answer the third question. What was the third question? There's a Medrash. This Medrash is in Parshas Kisisa. The Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim by Yishon, and he was there for 40 days and for 40 nights. And the pasuk says, "Lechem lo yochalti, yomayim lo yishosisi." Right, he didn't eat and drink. He mabesh had nothing. Freak the medrash. V'chi efshalei ba'adam liyos mem yoyim b'loy maichel ha'mishta. How's it possible? How could a person be 40 days b'loy maichel b'loy mishta? Zok the medrash. Rav Tanchuma b'shem Rabbi Lazar by Rabbi Ovin b'shem Rav Meir Oimer. Hamoshal. I'll explain to you what a moshal. People sometimes say there's an adage. Azlis lekarta halech beni musar, which in English means when in Rome, act like a Roman, right? So if you go to a place where nobody eats, don't eat. This is the answer. So Kasha was, how come Moshe Rabbeinu will be 40 days or 40 nights in Shemayim and not eat? So the Medrash says, it traces itself back to Rameir, Mishameis Rameir, Batlum Moshe Mishalom.
So Rav Meir says, "Ozlus lekarta haleich beni Musa." That if you ever go to a city, you should try to. So the Mechutin asked the Shulz Yaakov, "How did that answer the question?" The question is, "How do you go 40 days without eating?" That was the question. How is this possible? So the Shulz Yaakov answered back, "A dover nifla v'noira adlamoy." Said the Shulz Yaakov, "You understand the Medrash? You know what the kasha was." The Medrash knows how Moshe Rabbeinu was able to go 40 days and 40 nights without eating in Shemayim. But Moshe Rabbeinu was Gevara Malach, and because he was a Malach, he didn't have to eat. The kasha was after the 40 days and 40 nights, Moshe Rabbeinu came back down, and now he sat down, he was mamash a regular person. Fake the Medrash, then how was he able to start eating? And the answer was, when in Rome, you act like a Roman. And being that Moshe Rabbeinu was drenzach with people, therefore he's eating. Like the Malachim, when they came to Avram Avinu, they ate. So that's how this was Shaya. Because really, Moshe Rabbeinu became a malach. And he became an Israelikim. The question of the Medrash was, how was he able to be when he came back down? Of them zok the Medrash to lekach ochal lemato mishum ozel sekar to ozel bini musul kach nirali a cotton yakov floor in the floor. But al kapana, what comes out from all this raid? Moshe Rabbeinu, we know up to Shamayim. When he was all of a modern, he went 40 days and 40 nights without eating, he became a malach mamish. He became a malach. So if that's the case, let's do a little bit of math. When was Moshe Rabbeinu Pirish Meyeshtoi? When did it happen? When in Moshe Rabbeinu's life did he realize that maybe the right thing to do is to separate from his wife? So it's a Mefurish Gemara. The Gemara says, "My darash, what was his cheshbon? Nasa kalvachemim ba'atzma. He made a kalvachemim. Ma Yisrael shloy dibr shchini imam elosha achas v'kavlam zman omr toyv heir nechayinim shloy shusiyam ematik shalisha." When Moshe Rabbeinu heard the Eibushter say, "Yidden, you're about to be mekabel the Torah. You're going to all witness. You're going to have nevuah by yourselves. You're going to hear a noichi v'lo yilacham mipi agvura. So you need to make sure al tikshu alisha." So he made a kalvachemim. One time they have to be al tikshu alisha. Me, who I speak all the time, alachas kama v'kama. So it was mamish right before Matan Torah. That's when he was parish miyishta. The Gemara says v'hiskama kadosh baruch al yadai. Where do you find that the Eibushter was masking? Because right after Moshe Rabbeinu receives the Torah, Hashem tells Moshe, "Shuvu lechem lo yalechem." Tell everybody to go back home. Obe va'ato poya moidi modi. You stay with me. You don't go back home. This is the makar that Moshe Rabbeinu had to be parish miyishtoi. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do afterwards? Moshe Rabbeinu was olal rakia, and he was makabel the Torah. When Moshe Rabbeinu was olal rakia to be makabel the Torah, he became a malach. Shumas Hadeshin said, "Eishes ish or eishes re'eyu, v'loy eishes malach." If that's the case, I think it's Pasha Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't married. Either he wasn't married because when he was nasa kavuchem be'atzmo, he mamish a few days before Matan Torah, like Tosfos says in his second side, he gave again. Or 3 days later, he was olal rakia and he became a malach. He anyways wasn't married. But the bottom line is, if Moshe Rabbeinu became a malach, kimavur besfarim makdoshim, without a question, and it's mevur in the Trumas Hadeshen, Eishes Reyehu, v'loy Eishes Malach. So if that's the case, Yesh Loimar, maybe, m'mon of Shach Moshe Rabbeinu was not married. Either Moshe Rabbeinu was not married because he gave a get, she was koines atzmo beget, or Moshe Rabbeinu was not married because he became a malach, and a malach is mufka from Yishos. Maybe that would explain some of the oimek and why Taki was Pirish Meishtoi. Moshe Rabbeinu made a kavu chaymer, but it's even more than that, because mamish, in that rega, again, he did it by himself, Faraz Gemar Namalach. Oh, but at the end of the day, he immediately became a malach, and that in of itself was Gair and Pirish Meishtoi, which is something, if you look into the Lashonos of the Rishonim, maybe there's makom to say that in a very stark oifen. But the bottom line is, it would come out that B'mon of Shach, this is the way it would be. So this morning, I was discussing this with Yedidi, Rab Yaakov Yosef Weinberg, and he told me that it could be there's a chilek, and a very, very glatte chilek. Meaning, it could be there's an afkamina between the Shem Malach of Eliyahu HaNavi and the Shem Malach of Moshe Rabbeinu. Eliyahu HaNavi's Shem Malach, we spoke out from the Chassam Soif Mechelik Vav, is that his neshama literally parts from his guf, and it goes up to Shamayim, and it's Oymenu Meshares, it's Mamish a Malach. Moshe Rabbeinu never became a malach in that sense. Moshe Rabbeinu still had a guf. His guf became ruchni. In fact, the oistruk of Moshe Rabbeinu Shem Malach in the Torah is Moshe was what? Isho Elohim. He's Elohim, but he's also Ish. Chetzilamata, Chetzilamayla, however you want to say it. But the bottom line is Moshe Rabbeinu is an Ish. As an Ish, Elohim. Obra ish he is, the Torah is made that he's an ish. So it could be when we say ishes malach, that's talking about a malach, that's taka malach in the conventional sense. That's a malach, that's a neshama. A malach, that's cool in neshama, that's the way it's going to be. But a zasrat malach, maybe not. Demi says, if you look at the lashon of the Trumas Hadeshen, hachinami yesh loyma, ishes reyeyu asur vele ishes malach, shekulon ruchni veloy gufni. All they are is ruchni, snit dog kind guf. Yeah, Elio Anobi, when he's a malach, is not gufni. Yeah, the kasha was. What about when he has a guf? Good. We spoke about that. But Moshe Rabbeinu was kulay ruchni, but he was also gufni. And because Moshe Rabbeinu, Agami, was ruchni, but he was also gufni, so that's already different. And as a result, could be this, Rameh Simcha, Hishteltzu, in Parashas Yisroel, he talks about Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went up to Mekabel the Torah, so the Malachim saw him, and they said, Malu Yulud Isha Beinenu. And Rameh Simcha over there says that even though it's mavur that Moshe Rabbeinu was Nesal as Gevurah Malach, but the gedder of his Shem Malach was that he was a gufni about Malach Oichet. Malu Yulud Isha Beinenu. That was the oistruk. Malu Yulud Isha Beinenu. Rameh Simcha says that in the beginning, when Hashem reveals himself to Moshe the first time, it's Shal Nalecha. His guf was not ruchni, it was gashmi, it was gufni. But then he came to the point where Yulud Isha was able to be in Shamayim. He was still the Yulud Isha. Right? You find Moshe Rabbeinu did have Misa. There was no Misa by Eliyahu HaNavi. So it could be, although it's true, you find this Indian of Malach, but maybe we have to say we have two dinim Eliyahu HaNavi, and maybe we have two dinim over here as well, as it relates to understanding what the drosha of Ish or Re'eyu v'loy Malach is, maybe it would only apply to the Malach of Eliyahu HaNavi, maybe it wouldn't apply to the Malach of Moshe Rabbeinu. I'll just tell you one interesting postscript. So we're talking so much about Eishes Eliyahu, this is one of the most famous pilpulim and yonim and ideas that you'll ever find. But I'll tell you something interesting that I saw in the Sefer HaMaspik from Rabbeinu Avram ben Arambam. He says it's Masich Lefitumoy, and he's talking about different Nevi'im, and he says, heavy idea that Eliyahu HaNavi and his Talmud Elisha never got married. So this whole shmooze of Eishes Eliyahu, whether she's mutter or she's matzer, never happened. Like Hayav, like Nivra, this is Mamish Litain Schar. I mean, Darish Vekibel Schar, if there's ever been a sugya, which is Darish Vekibel Schar, but after all that, it never was Eishes Eliyahu. Eliyahu HaNavi, it's a chiddush. Could Eliyahu not get married? What happened to the first mitzvah in the Torah? But definitely a very interesting postscript to some classic yeshiva charade.